morning. Thanks for listening. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Thursday, January 9th, 7:48 Central Standard Time. And joining us for this segment by phone, Dr. Nancy Peterson, organist at Zion Lutheran Church in Muskoka, Illinois. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. And how are things faring over in Muskoka?
Well, we have light snow falling, and it's very beautiful.
It's a pretty snow if you don't have to drive in it.
Exactly.
Well, something exciting going on at Zion in Muskoka when it comes to music. What's going on?
We are so thrilled to have, we want to call it a new pipe organ, although part of it was our old pipe organ, and it's come back to us, and the rest of it is taken from a church in New York City. But what we have is a wonderful 3-manual, 36-rank instrument that is just beautiful.
Wow.
And a week from Sunday is when I'm going to give the dedicatory recital. We've been using it now for a couple months already, and so we've had a chance to hear what it sounds like and try it out, but this is the official dedication.
How does that sound compared to what you had before?
Oh my! What a difference! What we had before was a very nice little instrument. It had been built for the previous church building, which was built I'm not sure when the church was built, but the organ was put in about 55 years ago. It was a very small room, and then the organ was just moved straight over when they built the new church, and it was just too small for the building, and it had no color stops, no reeds or mutations to give it different sounds that the organ is so good at. And so now we have all the bells and whistles, and it's a lot of fun.
Why is an organ such a valuable instrument when it comes to church music, music for worship?
Well, primarily because its most important function is to lead the congregation in singing, and the organ breathes with the congregation. So a good organist will kind of encourage the congregation to sing out and then breathe all together at the same time at appropriate places, and that just really enables the congregation to sing even better.
And the combination of the organ and the organist can really work together to provide that leadership in singing, that congregational singing, which is obviously an important part of divine service, an important part of the worship life of the congregation.
That's right.
What else is the organ capable of that makes it so valuable to churches?
Well, it has such a wide variety of sounds and such a flexibility in the amount of sound that it can produce. So with our new instrument, we can easily play very quietly to accompany a single vocal soloist or instrumentalist, and we can also play along with full brass quartet or quintet like we had Christmas Eve and still have the organ able to lead the congregation in singing. So lots of variety and lots of flexibility.
With that variety and flexibility, what selections will be played at the upcoming recital on January 19th?
I'm having so much fun. I have lots and lots of things on the program. I started out with about 4 hours of music that I wanted to play, and I've had to prune it down quite significantly. But some selections are the basic standard Bach Toccata and Fugue in D minor that everybody loves to hear.
Sure.
So I figured everyone's familiar with that. It's a good piece to include on the program. I have a new piece that I just found. I was looking for something really, really fun to do. And I was telling my husband, I need a fun piece. What should I do? And he found this on YouTube for me and, and played it for me. It's called Go Tell It on a Mountain. And it is a blast for both the listener and hopefully viewer. We're going to have a video screen set up, and the organist, because the first couple of pages are for pedals only, while the left foot has this little ostinato going and the right foot plays the melody. And then toward the end, it adds in these sort of jazzy licks in the right hand and a big pedal glissando, and it's just a blast to play. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds like a total body workout. You don't have to have a gym membership, I guess.
You know what? I have never needed a gym membership, but I always get that comment when people come to a recital where I perform. They go, oh, wow, you get quite a workout.
What else is on the program for the recital?
Let's see. I'm playing a Mendelssohn piece, Sonata in A Major. That's also kind of an interesting conglomeration of things. This is a piece that opens and closes with a very grand march that Mendelssohn wrote for his sister's wedding, for the processional at her wedding. And then he kind of reused that material and added a big fugal section in the middle that's mysterious and has the Lutheran chorale that Luther wrote, "Out of the depths I cry to you," in the middle. So it's a very odd combination when you think about it, but it's also a very exciting piece, and it works really, really well.
Very good.
Yeah, that's lots of fun. Oh, lots of other things, too. I'm playing a partita by Paco Bell that also is based on a chorale, and I'm going to have my husband singing these chorales before the pieces so that people can be listening for the tune and know what it sounds like, and that'll help the listener out a little bit. I'm playing a couple of Noëls by Louis-Claude Dauphin. He was a French classical composer, and the French classical period in music happened about the same time as what we know as the German Baroque, but it was very different. They love to use the colors of the organ. And in this recital, I am trying to just showcase all the different colors that this particular organ is able to produce. So as I was choosing music, I was looking for color opportunities. So these Noëls have really sparkling and bouncy tunes, and they use the crumhorn stop and the cornet stop and the oboe stop to just highlight those bouncy little melodies.
Very good, very good. So a lineup of great selections to hear. For those who are attending, who are thinking about attending, it's January 19th, which is Sunday, the 19th at 3 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Muskoda. Can you give us an idea of where Zion in Muskoda is located?
Sure. Muskoda is at exit 23 in Illinois off of I-64. We're about 4 miles south of that. And then Zion Lutheran, the address is 101 South Railway Street. It's a small town, and if you come down from the interstate and stop at the stoplight in Muskoda proper, you can turn right, go 3 blocks, and turn left, and you're there. So it's pretty quick and easy.
Sure. I've been there before, and yes, a beautiful sanctuary. Now, if folks come to the recital on the January 19th at Zion, obviously they'll get to hear great music. Will they have a chance to look at the new organ as well?
Yes, of course. We're assuming that after the concert is over, people might want to go up into the choir loft and take a look. They'll also have a chance to sing with the instrument. I am including one congregational hymn, and there'll be a piece with some brass, too, so we have a little more variety. But yes, after the concert, people can go up and take a peek.
Wonderful. Will folks need tickets for this recital?
No tickets, no cost. I do believe they're doing a free will offering, but it is a free concert, and we hope to have lots of people there.
Very good. Very good. Now, throughout the year, do you have other music events at Zion?
We do indeed. We just finished up the month of December, of course, which had lots and lots of services, and we also had a community concert. But as far as coming up, on Saturday, May 3rd, we're going to have a hymn festival that will have the opportunity for many people to come and learn about the history of different hymns and just get more knowledge about the Lutheran hymn history.
Very good. Sounds like great music there at Zion Muskoda with your with your newly renovated pipe organ. And that work was done by Parsons Pipe Organ Company in Canandaigua, New York. And wow, it just sounds like a great blessing to the folks at Zion and those who certainly can make it to the recital. Again, coming up January 19th, Sunday, January 19th at 3 p.m. at Zion in Muskoda. If you'd like more information, they can contact the church office. That's the number is 618-566-7345. We've been talking with Dr. Nancy Peterson, organist at Zion Lutheran Church in Muscoota. Thanks so much, Dr. Peterson, for being with us this morning and sharing your news.
Well, thank you.
We all rejoice in the great blessings that I'm sure will come from the newly renovated organ and the recital right around the corner. God's blessings to you and the fine folks at Zion in Muscoota.
All right. Thank you much.
Thanks. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to study God's Word with Pastor James Bullhagen from Grace Lutheran Church in St. Cloud, Florida. So stick around.